Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
We could try to explain what it's like to get your work done on a John Deere mower, compact tractor, or Gator XUV. But to really understand the feeling, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get in the seat or visit a dealer near you.
Hi, everyone. I'm Laura Adams, and you're listening to the Money Girl Podcast. A show listener named Jenna asks, I recently got engaged and a friend mentioned something about a marriage tax penalty. Can getting married actually cost more than staying single? Once you've found true love, there are many great reasons to get married. But if you're like Jenna, you may also wonder whether tying the knot could actually hurt your finances instead of help them. In this episode, you'll learn who gets the short end of the financial stick for getting married, how wedded couples can avoid paying too much tax, and five financial benefits of getting hitched. The marriage tax penalty can occur when a couple filing a joint return pays more income tax than they would have if they remained single and filed as individual taxpayers. The United States uses a marginal or progressive tax system where earning more income means you pay higher rates of tax. So combining spouses' income can result in getting taxed at a higher rate than taxing each person as a single. For instance, let's say John and Sue both earned $35,000 in 2013. As singles, each one would owe a little over $4,800 in income tax. Now, if they get married and file income of $70,000 on a joint return, they would owe exactly double, or just over $9,600. That seems fair, right? Well, let's say they're high earners, making much more. They're each making $150,000 each. As singles, each one would owe about $35,000 in taxes for 2013. So getting married seems like it would double their taxes for a grand total of $70,000. Well, guess what? As a married couple earning $300,000 combined, they would owe just over $75,000, which is $5,000 more than what they'd pay as two single taxpayers earning $150,000 each. Since tax rates at higher income brackets for couples are not double that for singles, combining income can result in higher taxes for couples. For reference, I'll include the income tax tables so you can see for yourself what I'm talking about on the Money Girl page at quickanddirtytips.com. But even for lower tax brackets, when spouses have substantially different incomes, there can still be a marriage penalty of sorts. For instance, a stay-at-home spouse or one who only works part-time for a low wage would pay no or very little tax if he or she filed as a single taxpayer. But as one half of a married couple, his or her share of the household tax can be much higher. And the reverse is true for the spouse who earns substantially more than the other. He or she actually gets a marriage tax bonus instead of a penalty. A marriage bonus occurs when you pay less tax as a married couple than you would as two singles with the same income. This typically happens when a lower income spouse pulls down the higher earning spouse into a lower tax bracket, which reduces overall taxes as a couple. Other marriage bonuses can occur when you qualify for tax deductions or credits as a couple that you wouldn't get as two singles. I'd recommend that Jenna find out whether she and her fiancé will get a marriage tax penalty or a marriage tax bonus by using the Marriage Bonus and Penalty Tax Calculator at taxpolicycenter.org. But I doubt that Jenna will have to call off her engagement due to taxes. Fortunately, a study from the Congressional Budget Office showed good news. Most couples who file jointly get a marriage bonus and pay less tax than if they weren't married. Here are five benefits you get from being married. Benefit number one is a spousal IRA. This is an individual retirement account that one spouse is allowed to fund for another who doesn't earn income when you file jointly. On the other hand, a single filer without income never qualifies for an IRA. Having an IRA allows a married person who has no income to save up to $5,500 or $6,500 if you're 50 or older for 2013 or 2014. Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion, and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily, for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got two ingredients in one pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double-action combo of prescription-strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
True or false? Walmart has eye care. True. Stop by Walmart to save and browse top designer frames right where you already shop. And they accept most insurance. Welcome to Easy Eye Care. Welcome to your Walmart.
Benefit number two, the estate tax exclusion. This allows a surviving spouse to transfer an unlimited amount of assets into his or her name without any federal tax penalty when their spouse dies. Generally, heirs must pay tax when they inherit assets valued over a certain amount, but this doesn't apply to a surviving widow or widower who was married. Benefit number three, the home sale exclusion. This allows you to avoid paying tax on up to $250,000 of profit on the sale of your primary residence. But it gets even better when you're married. A couple gets a tax break that's twice as nice, or $500,000. Even a surviving spouse can claim the entire $500,000 exclusion on gains from the sale of his or her main home. Benefit number four, tax deductions. Any that are based on income, such as for charitable contributions, may make it easier for dual-income couples to qualify and claim them. Additionally, some tax credits are only available to a married couple when they file a joint tax return. And the fifth benefit is workplace benefits, like health insurance, medical savings accounts, and life insurance. They may be richer or cost less for a couple than individually. If both spouses have benefit packages at work, the right mixture from two plans can be more valuable than only having one plan to choose from. But there are drawbacks to filing taxes as a couple. The biggest one is that signing your name on a joint tax return makes you completely responsible for it. Even if you didn't personally crunch the numbers or know anything about mistakes your spouse may have made completing a return, you're generally on the hook. Each partner accepts equal responsibility for any additional tax or penalties that may arise from problems with a joint return. If you're already married, you can't go back in time and file taxes as two singles, only as married filing jointly or married filing separately. You or your accountant should calculate your taxes each way, each year, and choose the filing status that saves you the most. Always consult with a qualified tax professional when you have a complex situation or have questions. And if you're newly married, make sure to complete a new Form W-4, which is the Employees Withholding Allowance Certificate for your employer. You can use the IRS Withholding Calculator at IRS.gov to help you figure the right amount of withholding and make sure that you don't have too much or too little taxes withheld throughout the year. If we haven't connected on social media yet, please visit Facebook and do a search for Money Girl. On Twitter, you'll find me under username @LauraAdams, and I'm also on Google+. Everything I've mentioned is on the Money Girl page at quickanddirtytips.com. To read a transcript of this show, look for episode number 344 called What is the Marriage Tax Penalty? I'm glad you're listening. Cha-ching! That's all for now, courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.
People today can spend half their lives over 50. So it's good to be financially ready for what's important to you as you get older, like a family vacation. Or starting your dream business.
Welcome to Connie's Coffee. How may I help you?
AARP's trusted financial tools can help you plan for whatever your future holds. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Start planning today at aarp.org/moneytools.
Cheers to a great day and this ice-cold Corona.
You know what would make this day even better? My grandma's carne asada.
Throw in some music.
We can watch the game. Or we could keep it simple.
Corona, la vida más fina. Get your Corona at ordercorona.com. Relax responsibly. Corona Extra Beer, imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.